All right, hello, 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 Cryptonauts. Welcome back to another episode of Cryptocurrency Chat, episode 548 for the day of September 6, 2023. All right, what I'm showing here on the screen really quick is the four news articles that we are going to go over. First one is Binance head of product is latest executive to depart crypto exchange. Second is crypto Coinbase incubated base suffers outage. Team says no funds are at risk. Number three is Story Protocol launches IP ownership network with $54 million in funding. And the last news article is the most anticipated crypto and NFT games. All right. But before we get started on reading those articles, let's go ahead and plug in the coin tree. First off, I appreciate your likes, your subscribes, your follows, and your comments. So if that's what you can do, then go ahead and do that. But if you want to take it to the next step and help support the podcast, you can donate some crypto through the coin tree. There's a bunch of links here. It goes directly to us. These are all a bunch of crypto coins. We got Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dogecoin, Litecoin, and a bunch of various other coins, as well as a Bitcoin Lightning address. You can follow us on Nostr. And we're pretty much on every single podcasting platform that's out there. But the one I highly recommend is Fountain.fn, because that's the one you can actually earn Satoshis. Yes, real Bitcoin Satoshis. So check that out, listen to the podcast, and earn yourself some Satoshis. You guys can watch the videos via Odyssey through the Brave browser. You guys can earn some tokens through Odyssey and through Brave. So that's pretty cool. Okay. Odyssey is like a Web3 version of YouTube, so check that out. If you want to donate via PayPal, buy me a coffee, Patreon, and obviously there's a bunch of other links there to the podcast. Hang out with us on Twitter, Twitch, we are live streaming right now, and Discord. I am in Discord every single day, so if you want to chat, I will be there. Okay, now let's head on over to the market. Provided by CoinGecko.com. Right, the market is up by 0.2%, settling at $1,083,000,000,000. Bitcoin dominance is at 46.4%, and Ethereum is 18.2%, with the gas being 11 Gwei. I think that's a little down from yesterday. All right, our top 10, we have Bitcoin at $25,700, still down for the past 7 days, 5.2%. Ethereum at $1,637. Down 3.6% in the past 7 days. Tether, 99 cents. No gain, no loss in the past 7 days. BNB, number four, at $215, down 3.3% in the past 7 days. XRP at 50 cents, down 4.4% in the past 7 days. USD coin at 99 cents. No gain, no loss. Lido staked Ether, number seven, at $1,636. And down by 3.6% in the past 7 days. Number eight, we have Cardano at 25 cents, down 2.9% in the past 7 days. Number nine, we have Dogecoin at 6 cents, down 2.9% in the past 7 days. And our last, we have Solana at $19.68, down by 4.6% in the past 7 days. Okay, and that is our top 10 Cryptonauts. All right. With that said, let's go ahead and get started with the news of the day, provided by Decrypt.co. This first news article is written by Andrew Esmakov. Binance head of product is latest executive to depart crypto exchange. Okay, so this is actually not good news. This is something I would consider to be bad news, because anyone that's departing a company that's supposedly really strong, you would expect executives to stay in place, yeah? But no, if they're leaving, then there must be something wrong. Wonder what it is. Let's go ahead and read the article. Mayur Kamath, the global head of product at Binance, has resigned from his position, becoming the latest in a string of top executives to depart the cryptocurrency exchange. Binance confirmed Kamath's departure in a statement provided to Decrypt, expressing gratitude for his contributions during a period of significant growth. Quote, "We can confirm that Mayur has stepped down from his role as product lead, said a Binance spokesperson. We are grateful to him for helping guide Binance through some of our most explosive growth, and we wish him the very best. Mayur Kamat, who previously worked at tech giants including Google, Microsoft, and Agoda, joined Binance in January 2022. According to his LinkedIn profile, he played a key role in expanding the crypto exchange's user base from $80 million to over $150 million within 18 months through the introduction of various products offerings.
Wow!
Kamat also claimed to have contributed significantly to launch and success of Binance features such as Feed, Tax, and CDFi. Binance executives exits. The latest departure follows a series of high-profile exits from Binance, including Patrick Hillman, who served as Chief Strategy Officer until July 2023, Stephen Christie, the Senior Vice President for Compliance, and Hong No, the General Counsel, who all left the company in July. Binance has faced challenges in recent months, including increased regulatory scrutiny in various jurisdictions. In the U.S., the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, filed a lawsuit against Binance alleging that millions of dollars was moved between the companies owned by CEO Changpeng Zhao in a wash-in trading scheme, while the executive itself has been operating as an unlicensed securities exchange. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, also sued Binance earlier this year for what it alleges are violations of U.S. trading and derivatives rules. Binance's parent company is registered in the Cayman Islands. However, the exchange state it does not have an official headquarters. Zhao has taken aim at fake news coverage of Binance, accusing the exchange naysayers of spreading FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Just last week, Zhao accused Binance's critics of attempting to paint his company as akin to a failed crypto exchange FTX. He also stated that Binance is way ahead of the game in terms of regulatory compliance and that the exchange has only proven its strength by maintaining its larger user base and market shares. The Binance CEO used similar rhetoric in July following the resignation of several of the exchange's top executives, saying that turnovers happen at every company and adding that the reason dreamed up by the news are completely wrong. Well, okay. Zhao also hit back at media reports claiming Binance has laid off thousands of employees, saying that the numbers reported by media are all way off. Last month, Binance announced that Kristen Hetch, who previously held the position at Global Head of Corporate Compliance, was appointed the company's new Deputy Chief Compliance Officer, CCO, and Global Money Laundering Reporting Officer, GMLRO. Oh, that was a short one. That caught me by surprise. That's it. We are done with that news article. Okay. Yeah, they kind of... Alright, well, you know, I guess my comment on this is, be careful with your crypto. I mean, it should not be on exchanges. I don't keep my crypto on exchanges anymore. I keep it in a code wallet. So, yeah, cold storage wallet is probably the best way to go. Or keep it on a QT wallet. Yeah. Okay. Alright, next news. Written by Ryan Ozawa. Coinbase incubated base suffers outage. Team says no funds are at risk. First of all, this is not good. Another bad news. The Ethereum Layer 2 network base exhibited some growing pains today, experiencing an outage that lasted half an hour and took another 30 minutes to fully resolve. We had a delay in block productions due in part of our internal infrastructure requiring a refresh, Base reported on Twitter. The issue has been identified and remediated. No funds are at risk. Okay, that is actually a thing. Yes. Okay, cool. List as a Base chain stall on the project status page. The development team reported that users may have issues submitting transactions at 5:36 p.m. ET or Eastern Time on Tuesday. The issue was identified and a fix developed 14 minutes earlier, and by 6:09 p.m. Base was starting to see recovery of block productions and gossip. Gossip is a node-to-node exchange of state information. Despite widespread recovery, a lingering issue with remote procedure calls, RPCs, delayed the issuance of an all-clear report until 6:06 p.m., 90 minutes after the investigation began. And here is a tweet from BASE. Earlier today, we had a delay in Block Productions due in part of our internal infrastructure requiring a refresh. The issue has been identified and remediated. No funds are at risk. To stay up to date, check status.base.org. Matt Williamson, head of research at crypto analytics firm Collective Shift, used the outage to point out that Ethereum Layer 2 solutions are not Ethereum. Another reminder that using Ethereum L2s, e.g. Arbitrum 1, OP Mainnet, ZK Sync Era, Base, is not the same as using Ethereum Mainnet, which is more battle-tested and involves fewer trust assumptions, he posted on Twitter. I'm not saying don't use Layer 2s, of course, but just know that what you're dealing with. Fostered to life by exchange giant Coinbase, the Base Mainnet launched less than a month ago. Despite its youth, Base has seen an explosive growth, most recently logging daily transaction volumes greater than its Ethereum foundation. Base has reportedly generated $6 million in protocol fees, according to DeFi Llama data, driven in part by its popularity with the meme coin crowd. In just the last week, Base announced native support of USDC and its integration with Ledger Live and the PancakeSwap decentralized exchange. Base has also signed partnerships with Chainlink, Aragon, and a number of well-known consumer brands. Today's incident is the first major technical hiccup for Base. The outage prompted dozens of comparisons to other blockchain solutions and their relative stability, including Solana, where outages rose to the level of a meme. Yes, it happened quite often. And here's a few tweets from Bagley69, Who Is Parle, and Jazz Whistle. And another short news article. Okay, so now we know. Not a big deal. Just sometimes memory needs to be refreshed. Okay, next news article is written by Andriy Bingansky. Story Protocol launches IP ownership network with $54 million in funding. Now, I picked this news article because one of the biggest things in Web3, I believe, is IP ownership. And I'll just tell you a story real quick. So I was using the Ravencoin blockchain because it was easy. It was easy to mint my assets, right? So I minted my book, and I was trying to sell my book on there. But somebody, and everything's transparent on there, right? It's on the blockchain. And all the data is easily downloadable via IPFS because that's what you use on the Ravencoin blockchain, right? And so I guess somebody, what they did was they just cloned my asset, my book. It was pretty infuriating, you know. And I can't really do anything about it because there's technically no IP ownership on the blockchain. It's kind of stupid. I can't find out who stole or, you know, who cloned my book on the blockchain. It's a rando. It could be anybody. So that was a little, it was upsetting, to be honest. I was furious, you know, to know that I spent years writing this book and then finally decided, you know what, I'm gonna actually put this on the blockchain. And the moment I did, somebody just cloned it. Yeah. Still hurts. Okay, to the news article. Story Protocol launches IP ownership network with $54 million in funding. Story Protocol, a network that built as an open source solution for creators and intellectual property in an increasingly digital age, announced its launch on Wednesday with over $54 million in funding, led by Andreessen Horowitz. Aside from Samsung Next, Hashed, and Paris Hilton's 1111 Media, several other investors participated in either a seed round or a follow-on round, Story Protocol told Decrypt in a written statement. The project aims to simplify processes associated with maintaining IP, the umbrella term for tangible assets produced as part of the creative process. It's also designed in a way to address creatives' concerns that stem from a recent popularity of AI. In a world of total abundance catalyzed by generative AI, blockchain technology presents the perfect solution for transparent provenance tracking and fair attribution, said Story Protocol co-founder Seong-Yoon Lee in a press release. According to Story Protocol, its network enables artists of all sorts to track how their IP is used and iterated upon by creators across different mediums, while also allowing the parties involved to share in associated revenues. The firm hopes its network will also become used heavily by third parties who provide creator services on everything from fostering community growth to authenticating AI content and crowdfunding. The company notes on its website that creative works such as the novel 50 Shades of Grey and music from DJs like Diplo started out as a fan fiction and remixed posted online to fanfiction.net and SoundCloud respectively. They are a couple of examples of IP that warrant a new regime because currently infrastructure is too unwieldy to support remixing, community lore, and co-creations as foundational pillars of creativity, Story Protocol states. AI's use has been met with varying degrees of openness from artists and the company that represents them, from the disdainful to the totally down. Universal Music Group demanded in April that Heart on My Sleeve, an AI-generated song emulating the style of Drake and The Weeknd, be ejected from the likes of YouTube and Spotify. On the other hand, the pop star Grimes extended a 50% royalty split offer on a successful AI-generated song that same month. Based on the network's open and modular architecture, any application will be able to plug into Story Protocol, the firm said. And as the project's narrative developers, it's an example of blockchain tech being used to address issues outside of crypto. According to Simon Kim, Hashed CEO and managing partner, Story Protocol could influence artists' creative processes like the software platform GitHub changed coders. He said, just as Git revolutionized software development, Story Protocol is transforming the development of creative IP and enabling contribution at scale with clear ownership attribution. Well, Story, I truly hope it does work out for all you, because I would like to use this. I'm going to actually look more into that. Story Protocol. There it is. I want to see if I can get some IP ownership for my book. Okay, let's move on to the next news article. The last news article of the day, written by Andrew Hayward and Kate Irwin. If you like games, this is the gaming news article. So let's see what's going on. The most anticipated crypto and NFT games. Okay. The next wave of NFT-infused games promises to be a dramatic step up from the simplistic DeFi-driven examples that define the initial play-to-earn gaming wave. Want proof? Just check out these games below, from Illuvium to Shrapnel and other side. These games look and feel just like the glossy AAA games that millions of Web2 gamers love, but with ownable and tradable assets, tokenized economies, and new play mechanics. We've picked 12 of the most exciting looking games on the horizon, including some we've already played in early access, as well as upcoming NFT games from traditional gaming giants. And stay tuned, as we'll be updating and expanding this list regularly with new entries. Alright, the first game is Parallel. It's actually, let's see if I can play this real quick. Mute the music real quick. Let's jump over. Okay, you see that? Let me see if I can blow this up real quick. Yeah, there we go. Okay, cool. Ooh, that is amazing. Okay, can't play too much. So, okay, is this a card game? Looks like a card game. Yeah, okay. Take MTG. Yeah, okay, cool. Let's read that. Let's see what it says here. This is Parallel. Parallel is a sci-fi trading card game that's made a huge splash with its closed beta thus far. The game's current incarnation is available for PC gamers and has generated a lot of chatter on social media. In each parallel match, players can act as one of five factions or parallels, each of which has its own aesthetic and play style. The Markolian parallel is aggressive and damaged forward. For example, when the Earthen parallel is defensive and self-healing, their Shroud parallel is unpredictable and mystical. The Algen Core parallel is all about upgrading cards on the board, and the Cathari parallel shines when it spawns an army of clones that can quickly overwhelm the enemy. While free to play in its closed beta, every player will need a deck of 40 cards. There are currently free decks offered that are not NFTs, but those interested in card ownership and the ability to earn Parallel's Prime token for wins will need a deck of NFT cards. Parallel has released starter card deck packs as NFTs on Coinbase's base network, as well as individual cards on Ethereum. Alright, next game is the Illuvium. Let's see if we can play this real quick. Okay, is this Illuvium? Looks like it. Ooh, okay. Okay. I want to see some action. Another card game? Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm still not excited. Okay, yeah. That's enough. Well, okay, that's fine. Illuvium is a sci-fi fantasy franchise with four different games in development: Illuvium Arena, Illuvium Overworld, Illuvium Zero, and Illuvium Beyond. It's shaping up to have a lot of potential across the RPG, auto battler, and card games genre. And the graphics in Overworld are already impressive. We came away impressed after playing Overworld's open world beta test. When it comes to crypto elements, Illuvium is building on Immutable X and sells game characters as NFTs along with loot boxes and uses the ILV token. Illuvium has its own crypto marketplace called IlluviDex for trading assets, and it's leaning into crypto integrations. Alright, next is Dead Drop. Oh, I played this one. I did play this one. Let me just forward this. I actually didn't like it, to be honest. First of all, there was like nobody in there. I was playing against bots. Yeah, there's nobody. There's nobody, bro. There's nobody around. Okay. Anyways. Dead Drop is a sci-fi first-person shooter FPS game with Battle Royale VR and extraction elements. In its development at Midnight Society, a game studio helmed by YouTuber and game industry veteran guy Dr. Disrespect, Beam, and ex Call of Duty lead Robert Bowling, among others. Dead Drop has already made a splash, in part due to Dr. Disrespect's large YouTube following, and gamers appear to be enjoying the gunplay thus far. In Dead Drop, players must ascend to reach an extraction point while eliminating other players along the way. Dead Drop has offered early access snapshots, with access going to holders of its Founders Pass NFTs on Polygon, as well as players who buy non-NFT tower keys. July Snapshot 6 build offered an even bigger and better rendition of the experience, with Snapshot 7 set to be revealed in Las Vegas on October 20th. Okay, Symbiogenesis. Hopefully we have some gameplay on this video, which I doubt. But let's see. Okay. We already saw this. We saw this plenty of times already. That's all there is. Symbiogenesis. There's nothing there. Final Fantasy and Dragon Quest maker Square Enix is bringing its historic roleplay prowess into the Web3 world with Symbiogenesis, a game that's been described as a strategic narrative experience built around NFTs. It'll launch on Polygon and Ethereum's scaling network. Square Enix has spent months teasing out details of the experience, sharing concept art that recalls the vibe of Final Fantasy, as well as glimpses of the profile picture, PFP. NFTs that will be part of the experience and the dystopian post-environmental disaster setting feels in line with the publisher's strengths. At this point, however, we don't have a clear sense of how the game itself will look and play, but the prospects of it, of it is still exciting. It is. Square Enix does actually make really good games, so that's why I have high hopes for that. So I'm waiting to see what is going to show. Okay, next we have Shrapnel. And let's play a quick little glimpse of that. Ooh, yes. That's beautiful. Oh, look at that. That's great. Yes. Yes. Okay, that's really cool. Okay, so it's a cinematic video. I was hoping to see some gameplay. Shrapnel. Okay. Shrapnel is a sci-fi first-person shooter extraction game in development that will offer in-game assets as NFTs, as well as plenty of opportunities for user-generated NFT content creation. Shrapnel content will be tradable thanks to its Game Bridge feature, and Shrapnel uses its own Avalanche subnet and the Shrap token. Shrapnel recently offered early access to playtest at GDC in March, as well as the Consensus Conference in April. The gameplay looks and feels very high quality and cinematic thus far, making it one of the most AAA-like games using crypto to date. Yes. Next is My Pet Hooligan. Let's check this out.
Ever wanted to know?
My Pet Hooligan. Yes. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Let me see some gameplay. Come on. Show me the gameplays. Okay, that's actually really cool. Alright. Alright. Hold on. Oh. Okay, there's a couple of glimpses. Okay. That looks fun. Okay. That's cool. Okay. Let's see. My Pet Hooligan is a stylized third-person sci-fi shooter game from AMGI Studios. And my Pet Hooligan gamers play as brightly colored bipedal rabbits. And the game offers Team Deathmatch and Battle Royale games modes as of the current closed early access test in July. My Pet Hooligan has a variety of crypto and NFT integrations, including rabbit and robot NFTs, as well as the Kakarot token. Like Illuvium and the Shrapnel, My Pet Hooligan is leaning into its crypto elements. Its developers come from the likes of Disney and Pixar, and the game's unique movements and quirky aesthetics is sure to charm some gamers. Even in its pre-release state, it's one of the most promising Web3 games we've played to date. Looks cool, yeah. All right. Next is Champion Tactics Grimoria Chronicles. Okay. Let's play that. Oh, by Ubisoft. Okay. Ooh. Okay. Oh, no. Wait, that's it? Show me some gameplay, man. No. Champion Tactics. Oh, okay. Fine, Ubisoft. Ubisoft is one of the biggest video game publishers in the world, has been playing in the Web3 space for years, and it's working on a totally new game, Unleashing the Tech. The creator of Assassin's Creed and Just Dance has announced Champion Tactics Grimoria Chronicles, a new PvP tactical role-playing game on the Oasis blockchain. We don't have a lot of hard details as of this writing. Champion Tactics will have a fantasy theme, and the teaser trailer shows silhouettes of what looks to be tabletop like figurines of a wizard and warrior, suggesting a literal translation of physical RPGs into the digital realm. Ubisoft also points to a free drop at launch to play the PC games. Whatever from the game takes, it's sure to be a major launch. Okay, next is a wild card. Okay, let's play that quick video there. Let's see. Enter arena. Okay, cool. Summon to battle. Recorded from actual in-engine gameplay. Okay. Looks pretty good. This is actually really cool to see, like, the next generation of games coming out on crypto. This is Web3. Freaking awesome. Okay. That's cool. Okay. Wildcard is a player versus player arena game in beta that blends elements of a card game, multiplayer online battle arena, and auto battler. Players must strategically throw cards onto the arena, which turns into various characters that will automatically battle the enemy's own card-based characters. One of the Wildcard's creator, Paul Bettner, previously created the smash hit game Word with Friends. He's also very active on Twitter and has been taking feedback from players. Wildcard is releasing its NFTs via Polygon. As of this writing, Wildcard has only released its Wild Pass, a membership pass NFT promising holders access to the Wildcard universe. Okay, other side. Ooh, let's see this. I have not seen this at all. I wish I could play the audio, but I can't. Let's see. What am I looking at? Outer space, sci-fi, a bunch of bipedal beings, robots? I don't know what they are. Toads? Yeah, it's totally sci-fi. Okay, got it. There's so much going on here. I don't understand what I'm saying. There's just so much. Looks good, though. Cool. Let's see. The Bored Ape Yacht Club helped ignite the PFP boom, but creator Yuga Labs increasingly sees itself as a gaming company and following shorter form experience like Dookie Dash and HVMTL. Forge. Other side is the $4 billion Web3 startup's big swing. Built as the Metaverse's game, Yuga Labs sold over $300 million worth of NFTs based land plots for the game, and executives told Decrypt that they envisioned a shared game world that lets users build games and contents along Yuga's own ape-themed experience. Early playtests for NFT holders have impressed with the sheer scale of the experience, with several thousand players all sharing the same world in this spring's second trip. We'll see whether Yuga's vision for the metaverse proves compelling amid rising apathy around the broader concept. Okay, next we have Grand Saga Unlimited. I totally forgot about this. Okay, I need to play this. Fantasy, this is magic, actually already out.
Dungeons and
this is already out, and it looks very amazing. I actually have this downloaded on my I'm pretty sure it's phone. Let me check right now. Okay, while this plays, I want to look up the games here. Grand Saga? I don't have it. Okay, I don't have it. Maybe it's on my computer then. Okay, take a look. Beautiful! Look at these graphics. I love RPGs. This is, like, so far the number one game that I see that's really, really, like, I like, you know. I really like RPG games. Yeah. Yep. That is cool, man. Okay, we need to find out what it provides. Okay. Yes, it's awesome. Okay, Grand Saga Unlimited is a massively multiplayer online role-playing game with high fantasy elements that currently in development at Metapixel. In July 2023, GSU offered a community playtest where gamers could select a character from one of five types and level them up through a series of quests and raids. Like most MMORPGs, GSU has damage dealers, tank characters, healers, and mages. The game's aesthetic is a bit like if World of Warcraft met Genshin Impact. GSU's lore centers around helping the game's AI, represented as a character named Lilith, eliminate various errors and bugs. In the game's fantasy world, making it a fascinating mix of fantasy and sci-fi fiction. GSU will offer users various in-game items as Aptos NFTs, which can then be traded with other players. Okay, we're getting closer to the bottom. The next game is Star Atlas. Check this out. Okay, graphics look really good. This is another game I've never seen. Wait a minute. Is this... I think I did see this. This looks pretty familiar. Okay. Mm-hmm. Looks cool though. Okay. Let's see here. Star Atlas is one of the most ambitious sounding Web3 games in development and aims to deliver a vast outer space simulation game that's built around Solana NFTs. Think of it like Star Citizen or EVE Online, but with player-owned assets and tokenized economy. It's no small feat, so it's no surprise that developers plan to spend years building out this vision. We've started to see glimpses of what's possible here. However, with the release of a playable pre-alpha demo on the Epic Game Store that's been updated and expanded over time, plus frequent development updates, if Star Atlas can deliver its ambitious, then it could be one of the heavyweight games in this space. However, recent layoffs may point to challenges executing on that vision, or at least potential delays in doing so. Okay, the next one is MapleStory Universe. Ah, good old MapleStory. MapleStory is a two-side-scrolling MMORPG launched back in 2003. Is getting an NFT-enabled spin-off game called MapleStory Universe. MapleStory is a beloved franchise whose colorful, cutesy, pixelated aesthetic has drawn a large and fervent community. A MapleStory Universe will use Polygon for its NFT elements and eventually offer its own tokens, a Nexon representative previously told Decrypt. Nexon will build its own dedicated Polygon supernet to support the crypto backend for the title. The game has been in development since 2022 and does not yet have a release date. Editor note, this article was first published in December 2019 and last updated September 6, 2023. Oh, that is it. We are done. No more games. There you go. Check it out. I need to remember to download Grand Saga Unlimited. I wish they provide a link. A direct link, please. Give me a direct link. No, it just goes to new. Oh, wait a minute. 404 not found. Is this a 404? Wait, what am I looking at? It redirects me to metapixel.io. Did I click on the other? Yeah, okay. Here it is. Grand Saga, okay, let's see, Grand Saga Unlimited. Ooh. Dive into the universe of Grand Saga. Various classes. Grand Saga Unlimited. Click here. Dungeons, yes. Field PvP. Economy. The system agents. Clans and communities. Well, I want to play. How do I play? Well, they have a Discord. Maybe I could join their Discord and ask. I don't see any way to download the game. Go back up to the top. Anyways, Cryptonauts, let's go ahead and wrap up this episode. It's way longer than expected, but that's okay. We provided some really good content for you. All right. So with that said, until next time, stack sets and huddle. Adios.